Sure. Judge Conklin?
Present.
Judge Gabe?
Here.
Judge Marginis?
Present.
Ms. Bartleson?
Present.
Mr. Finke? Mr. Rule? Mr. Planet? Mr. Landry? Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Yamasaki?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, we're going to try again with Mr. Finke, Mr. Rule, Mr. Planet?
Here.
Perfect, okay. And Mr. Landry?
Okay,
it seems like we're still missing the right.
Mr. Finke, so we're missing Chad Finke, Chris Rule, and Sean Landry. As I've said that, have any of the three of you joined us? Does that give us a quorum, Cottrell?
No, we do not have. We're still. We need one more. One, two.
I'm sure we have seven.
Yes.
And we need 8 of 12. Okay.
Hi, this is Brandy. For a quorum, Judge Conklin, we just need 50% plus one.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, great. Then we've got seven, so we've got 50% plus two. So has anybody,
okay,
this is going to be, I anticipate a brief meeting. Chad Finke, Chris Rule, or Sean Landry, have you joined us? Well, we do have a quorum. I think we can conduct business. We do have two matters to consider. Before we do that, I just want to briefly ask for an approval of the May 21st, 2020 minutes that are included in your materials. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Gabe, my planet, I move approval.
Okay, Gabe moved approval as a first. And was that Planet who seconded?
Correct.
Excellent. Moved and approved, moved and seconded that the minutes from the meeting be approved. Is there any opposition to those minutes being approved? Deem them approved unanimously. Cottrell, the last time we were in touch with each other, there was no written public comment. Is that correct?
That is still correct.
Okay. So now we're going to move to the only action item on our agenda that addresses children's waiting rooms for both Riverside and San Bernardino. I know San Bernardino has joined us. Is Riverside on as well?
Yes, Your Honor.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate those courts participating. We appreciate the requests you've submitted. The typical practice, as you may know from considering similar requests, is to open this up for discussion to all committee members to see if they have any questions, just so we're not out of order, so to speak. Let's start off with San Bernardino's request. Is there any questions or concerns about the request for San Bernardino to retain their children's waiting room funds as set forth in the report? This is addressed, the procedures for this is attachment A and San Bernardino attachment B. And attachment B has the funds in all the courts. Any questions of San Bernardino? All right. Is there a motion to approve the request of San Bernardino concerning the children's waiting room funds?
Marginis moves.
I'll second.
Bartleson moved, and was that David, Mr. Yamasaki, was that you?
I think it was Judge Marginis who moved, and I'm seconding his motion.
You two could be twins, okay? I thought I heard Bartleson
think alike.
Yeah,
Bartleson did move, but I'll give it up to the judge. It's not either way.
It's not a,
I don't know, Kim. It
doesn't matter to me.
Bartleson moved, and we'll show Judge Marginis seconded with Mr. Yamasaki's approval. Any further discussion on San Bernardino's request? Hearing none, San Bernardino, I didn't mean to be rude by not asking for any input, but your report, I think, satisfied all committee members, so your request is approved. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And moving to Riverside, same, we'll open that up for discussion. Riverside's request. Riverside is participating today. Any questions of Riverside? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve Riverside's request concerning children's waiting room funds?
Bartleson moves.
Marginis moves.
Right.
I heard once again.
Clearly, it's clearly Bartleson moved and Marginis seconded. So that's what I will adopt. It's been moved and seconded that Riverside's request be approved. Any further discussion from any committee member? Hearing none, I'll deem it unanimously approved. We're about to set a record for the most efficient FTS meeting we've ever had, which is good, and a compliment to all the members. Anything else for consideration today, Cottrell?
No, Judge, that is all.
Okay, so I recognize this is a public meeting. There's nothing else on the agenda. All I will say to those members that are in is we have our TICPAC meeting set for Wednesday. Obviously, we now have a task before us that I'm confident that we are going to undertake and conquer. I'll just leave my comments with that, but I appreciate all of your participation. I look forward to talking to everybody in about 48 hours. Anything else for the good of the order? I'll deem the meeting adjourned. Thank you all so much. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Stay healthy. Stay safe.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you and goodbye.